Welcome our newest arrival. We have Professor Nissen with us.
Charlie.
Okay. We sincerely hope you are enjoying your stay in Jamaica.
It's amazing as always.
Okay. Thank you. We'd like to welcome Mrs. Rome from the Ministry of Commerce. We anticipated seeing you yesterday. You know, we got a little nervy because we understand you have. Okay, good. Thank you very much for coming. And we have Mr. Desmond Green. Thank you very much for coming, Desmond. Yes. We are here trying to refine the program, which includes Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that our visitors, with special reference to Mrs. Rohn, will be able to identify most of us. Could you quickly just give your name and your position? I'm Earl Ferron, Deputy Commissioner, Custodial Services.
I'm Mona Lee Brown, Director of Administration.
I'm Lorraine
Pickton,
Homeless
Day,
attached to
Portland
of
the Adult Donald Walker, Assistant Superintendent,
Search Center. Lisa Browning, Communications.
Ignam Middle Harlem, Search
Paul J. Manchester.
Carl Barry, Business Manager.
Sylvester Linda, Superintendent, South Carolina.
I think it is in order and also imperative that I make a brief statement on a decision that has been taken, which already has been announced to this meeting, but for the benefit of Charles and Mrs. Rohn and Desmond, who came on. We are all listening to our radios yesterday. We have heard that the Minister of National Security, the Honorable Peter Phillips, has ordered that we review with immediate effects our rehabilitation program. And this review is asking us particularly to look at special Cat A persons, those of individuals with predisposed violent background, major offenses, and to review a number of aspects associated with our work programs and work sites. I must really quickly to say that this call was not done primarily because of the escape of the inmates, Michael Brown, but that as a new minister, he wanted to see, you know, what our programs are like and also to have it reviewed. Also, it's not new in the sense he has been in government and he has knowledge of what is happening in corrections. And especially where the country, from his perspective, from ours too, is poised, we are at a crossroads, if not beyond that point, where, you know, crime is concerned. And there is always in correctional setting a consideration for public safety. And as a result of that, we have to do the interview. Having said that, I think that it is important to mention that a decision has been taken by the Commissioner of Corrections, which I have communicated and repeat, that all activities relative to programs are curtailed until approximately 2 weeks outside of the institution, 2 weeks when this review would be completed. Actually, the review will be completed next week, and we'll present a report to the Minister of National Security. The institutions that will be directly affected, restricted movements will be done, will be the St. Catherine Adult Correctional Center, Tower Street Adult Correctional Center, South Camp Adult Correctional Center, and the Fort Augusta Adult Correctional Centers. That represent four of our medium to high institutions. The remaining three, New Broughton, for our inmates in their sunset years, that is an open institution. Activities will carry on. So also for Richmond Farm Adult Correctional Center and Cameron Farm. All juvenile centers, their activities will continue on normal operation. As I said, it has far-reaching implication, especially from the community aspect of our information communication rehab program that we want to really do, because there are aspects in the community that would have involved inmates, but because some of the inmates are of the Cat A category, that is violent background, right? They have that as such. They are not necessarily, from our risk assessment, deemed as threat to the... Yes, quick on the phone. So, this meeting took the decision this morning that the program that we were developing to start effectively as of today will go through. It will go through, but it will be curtailed only in respect of the community aspect. I don't know, we are going to be asking Charles to make a statement on that, as you know, the implications for himself and his team. All the other activities that have been planned and designed for in the institution, they will take place. There will be movement of inmates from institution to institution, but not out into the open community. So I don't know at this time we're going to be asking. First of all, the floor is open both to Mrs. Rowan for comments and also Charles.
Well, I'm happy to speak.
Yes.
I, of course, have been following the news as well as you, and completely agree that we just happen to be doing this program at a decision point.
I'm sorry. Yes.
I completely agree that we happen to have arrived on the scene at a critical point. As far as I understand the narrative of the story, it's the story of the commissioner having come into office, having created an environment that was conducive to a shift in the direction of rehabilitation, of having actually rooted it to an extent in the environments of South Camp and Tower Street, of having come to a critical juncture at the point where the warders, the guards, went on strike, and the teammates effectively made the choice that instead of rioting, they would control themselves with a form of self-imposed discipline and go forward from there with the ability to conduct themselves in a moderate and controlled fashion, really as their weapon for building trust and for developing relationships. And that upon the commissioner's announcement of retirement, he presents what's known in broader circles as the founder's problem. The founder's problem is the problem that the founder of any new enterprise faces, where the question is, does the enterprise survive the founder's retirement, or does the enterprise crash and the founder is no longer there? And so I believe that we're in the midst of something that is completely predictable in its way. The founder, so to speak, announces his retirement. That means that any of the forces of resistance to this movement would see opportunity. He's no longer the powerful person that he once was. He no longer has the power of command into the future, just a limited power. And immediately, you would expect a crisis to arise. And that's exactly what's happened here. So Jamaica appears to be in the position of having a new minister of security who really holds the issue in his hands. The question of what direction the corrections department goes in, whether it continues on a rehabilitation course or whether it goes back to retrenchment to the old ways, is completely in the hands of this new minister, as I understand it, with the critical choice being, who does he designate to be the next commissioner? So that here we are, the reaction of the resurgence of issues of retrenchment, desires of retrenchment, produce various institutional expressions that are really rooted in bureaucracy, that is the methods by which things work. Paper can slow down, numbers can be constrained, the screws can affect be tightened. And when that happens, things break. So the fact that we have a prison break at this point, an escape, is part of the story that we're telling, and the future of this story is completely open at this point. So as I see it, in a sense, my inquiry, my study, has, by fortuity, arrived at an utterly critical point. This is exactly when we would like to be here. And it may be that we can't go out and follow a singing group to a church on Sunday, which would be, you know, hearts and flowers and nice and all this sort of stuff. But the fact is, there's a much more real story that's happening, right? We're all, in a sense, we're part of it. And so I would say, from my point of view, that I would just shift my focus from the community outing to just really focusing even more on who the key players are and getting their views and, in a sense, see what we're doing as almost building a deeper understanding of the problem to inform the new minister. There will be a choice. It will be a political choice, a strategic choice. It has to do with the future of corrections. I think it has to do with the future of Jamaica. But that's what's in the balance, and I embrace the change. This is not something that to me is a disaster or even a serious problem. It's more opportunity to get real with the subject and to speak to people in real ways about what's happening.
Fully endorse that. Totally agree. This is not my show, so, you know, fully agree.
Thank you very much, Charles. Charles, what he has said would be representative of a Harvard position. So then we are asking.
You're asking me from a conversation. Well, remember my status in the whole process is in fact to provide the enabler, and I will enable whatever direction is real and recognized as real for Smith. As I say, I fully agree, and if you all endorse that process, no problem.
Well, certainly our presence here has endorsed that, you know, from yesterday, we took the decision that we would move on. We would move on because in a storm there's a lull, and as you have quite rightly said, we can move in many directions.
Since this is a very select body, select group, it would also be very interesting to share with it a story that is in circulation on the ground in the grapevine out there. Number one, that the person who escaped, the teammate who escaped, because as is always referred to, my teammates as teammates, whether they escape or not, was not a part of the programs that have been developed.
Right.
And not only that, but the explosive aspect of it is that he was assigned to go out by a relative of his, perhaps all unknown to the people who are involved in risk assessment and everything like that. So there's a whole lot of explosive features out there not yet reaching the press, and as a family, because this is family business, we need to know all of the minds that we're dealing with, the explosives that we're dealing with.
But relative to the continuation of the program, what do you have relative? Are there any critical points?
Observation
that
you have to make?
Personally, program on, well, you're here today, particularly on Saturday.
For Saturday, I think that, as Charles has suggested, we wouldn't break a stride at all. We would just take our focus off the outer, put it on the inner, and gather even perhaps more important data. You know, the nature of the culture, the rehabilitation culture that we're working with.
Yes.
How it has affected the teammates, even the announcement, and things like that. You know, whether that has broken their spirit, because basically, the culture is not based on what the hierarchy does. It is based on what the teammates do. So if they commit themselves more to the culture of taking care of themselves, of becoming a community of caring people for one another, we don't have a problem. And if they don't, we do have a problem. So it's really not about us. It's about, to the extent that the teammates are committed to their own welfare,
yes,
and are supposed to continue that direction.
Yes, we allow me to pause. I think at this time, Charles has an appointment.
No, we have a few more
minutes.
Yes. But before he returns, his son, you need to go to see the commissioner. But I think we want to just bring you up to date with some of the things we have been saying, so you're understanding in terms of the logistics and so on. Okay? And we need your input here too. All right, we had said this morning, I'm just going to quickly run it through and then move on. We had said this morning that our security persons would be in from 8:30 to 9 in the institution. But we're asking that your team would be picked up around 10:30 to get in there for 11. Okay, on Saturday. And this is because the institution would not be ready for you before that.
Okay.
But from 10, the
could
inmates
I, could
from
I
the
borrow
other
a pen from somebody? For some reason, I couldn't find my pen in my bag.
10:30, we're looking at Saturday. Okay. Right. We could just put it somewhere in there. Yes, you would be picked up at 10:30. And then you pick up, come at
Little
Nico? It's at Portland.
I'll be there behind them, so I go right behind them.
Okay. It would be nice if probably you could come and send it
yes,
for us.
Yes, I'll be there.
I'll go with you, and then we'll pick up the others. I think about approximately 3 will be dropped off. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We need to clarify with you about the computer. let me hold that a little.
Okay.
I really want to go to commissioning.
Now the 10:30 pickup, you understand, is at Courtly. It's not at Ligony. It's at Courtly, not Ligony.
We'll pick them up over at Courtly.
Courtly. We're not at Ligony.
So they will just, it's just across the road.
No, no, nobody's at Ligony.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's at
Courtly. Everybody's at Courtly.
So they will pick up at 10:30, okay, and they will reach for Anderson. He will do, but you will organize. We may have to do 2 trips.
Not a problem. I'll be there.
Okay. All right, at the actual, okay, the actual function, let me call the function. Okay, we'll begin. Begin around 11:30, 11:40. Okay, and Mr. Ferran will be chair the whole event. As Deputy Commissioner for Custodial Services, he recognized the other persons who are involved. We need to know whether the minister will need to be saying anything and so on, so we can put it on. Yeah. Okay.
So we
answer
his
question.
Okay.
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 Okay, so we will put on the program for
you. Got confirmation of his presence?
Mr. Paul, yeah, I'm going to register them. I know Mr. Scott will be here. But we certainly want to keep this first part. We certainly want to keep this first part of the program short, so that it doesn't take up too much time. Okay, then we'll have prayers from Reverend Walters, and the Commissioner will have a brief say. Mrs. Stevens, the Director for Rehab, will introduce the MCs. We have tried to make it as natural as you wanted it, so that the inmates themselves will be MCs. But the person who will indeed in control for time and so on will be Mr. Lindo. Okay?
We have the names of the MCs.
And we have the names of
the MC for part one.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Cruisley.
Okay.
And then they'll share the
Part 3. The concert itself is in 3 parts, and this is where you need to help us, okay? Because sorry, I have it here. We're in 3 parts. What we're saying, if you look on the sheet there,
mm-hmm,
in part 1 of the concert, we should begin by 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
We'll also have interviews going on at the same time. Would we have a room for that? It probably would be in the chapel, the interviews. Is that okay with
you? That's just fine.
Okay. and these would be with inmates. Then we need to therefore select. I think Mr. Lindo had selected some inmates to do interviews already. Baron Young, Donald Cousley, Gilbert Hyde, Erwin Edwards as interviews. We need to get who are the interviewees from Tower Street. All of yours will be in interviews. Five, of course, Augusta ladies. Mr. Ramsey,
yes.
Your interviewees.
Five, yes, five teammates.
Do you have the names offhand, Mr. Ramsey? Just, oh, the ones I have here, okay. But they are also giving selections, rendering selections.
Yes.
Okay.
How many you have?
Five. Lloyd Reese, Ruben Mitchell, Conroy Levy, Newton McLeod, and Garfield Pitt. So we'll have to organize the different names. Mm-hmm. We'll detail the names for the different interviews and slot them, hopefully, because we don't want the... We want
in the concert.
Right. Yeah. We want them to be available to go on stage when they need to, mm-hmm. but at the same time be mm-hmm. probably off stage during their interview.
Could I make one suggestion on the program? Could we put the panel discussion in where the concert part three is and have concert part three follow the panel discussion?
Okay. You want the panel discussion for everybody who's there to see.
Right.
Okay.
And it'd be nice to end with music.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is half an hour okay for the panelists?
No, it could really use as much as an hour. But if you're squeezed, just push in that direction.
Okay. 1 hour. Okay, we'll have to be guided by Mr. Stewart because in terms of the time, we don't. We have to be out of there by 4:30 the latest, Mr. Ferragon. Should be out by 4. No, if we are going to be out by 4, we have to stop by 3:30. So that they pack up.
Mr. Chairman, did I hear us saying that somebody had an appointment with the commissioner?
Oh, yes. No. The commissioner has given us a little time. So
okay.
I can't just take another 5 minutes.
But I'm saying that when we finish at four, we just start to have our 3 hour
Yeah.
We'll see that we have 2:15 to 3:30 for the concert. Do we really need all that time? How many items will be happening?
Okay. Well, that I didn't get. We were asking about that. How many items?
Because we could reconfigure the time.
We have the names, we have the groups, but we don't have the number of items.
For this one.
Okay. And we definitely need to know the number of items that we can type the time. Like Bloom of Life, how many items are they doing? As a matter of fact, I don't think anybody should do more than 2 items, really.
I think it's good to keep them to their best act, just one.
Yeah. Just one item.
Get up one audition, one show. If they knock the ball out of the park, they're stars, and if they don't, okay.
Okay, so can you communicate one item each, please, so that Bloom of Life and the different individuals will do the one item. One.
That will shorten the time.
Okay.
Yes.
So we will just slot one item each, Mr. Lindo. Okay, so you will have to work with me afterwards for us to just work through the time and so on.
Within half an hour. Half an hour.
Okay.
I'd like to quickly pause to recognize Mrs. Aileen Stevens, Director of Rehabilitation.
Okay, we will make that switch around. Now, one of the things we need to know from you is whether the tour can go along while we have started the second part of the concert, or the third part of the concert. Second part of the concert.
Yes, the tour can go on.
Okay.
Without
it's not the same break. Persons who
you don't
are
have to break. I can send a team out with the tour, they'll be just fine.
Okay. So the
just,
tour will
just a clarification. Could we clarify the areas to be toured, or what are you looking for, Charles?
Well, I think we're really just looking to see Tower Street Prison in its most natural state.
Do you have any particular comments you would like to make on this?
Okay, you will work.
You will
secure
the persons to guide.
So, if you would like to help the person.
Okay, alright.
Just those people to guide us about the panel discussion. Do we need to select? Do we need to, you know, any particular question, any line of questioning? I heard it was random.
What we'd like to get on the panel are different viewpoints. So it would be great to have an articulate, maybe two articulate teammates. Mm-hmm. It would be great to get some articulate people from the staff, the guard staff, from the community, the officers that go out into the field and do the community parts of this. I think it would be great to have the chaplain on the panel. It would be great to have one of the superintendents who would feel comfortable kind of, it's a very loose give and take. It's not a formal thing. It's really Charles Ogletree, who's a wonderful, warm, intelligent person, just being curious. It's like he comes in not knowing a huge amount and curious to find out, and so he just asks intelligent questions, and there's an opportunity. It's not formal, so that if somebody says something that you disagree with, you can disagree with them. You can talk not just to Ogletree, but talk to somebody else. Mm-hmm. It's like a conversation, and it's a little unpredictable in that sense, but at the same time, the spontaneity of it makes it interesting. It's not a formal speech. It's actually got some, just got some little movement to it.
Just 1 minute. To control and monitor all of that, it would need something like a public address system, because, you know, they may be at various points and you want to attract. Do you have any?
It is a formula of the system set up from the different base in the building room.
Are we in the same place that we were in for that concert the last time we did it?
Yes,
and so there's that stage. So what I'd imagine is that the panel's up on the stage. We're looking out at the audience, and that Ogletree has some little room to walk around on the stage in front of the people sitting at a table, and that there are microphones so that he can be heard and they can be heard.
Yes.
So we just set up the stage.
I was just mentioning, could we have room for about maybe 10 or 12 invited guests? Charlie has some friends and connections who we have spoken with, and we've invited to be a part of our concert on Saturday.
Yes, I very much like
make
that.
A list of those
the names people. Of those persons must be named. Yes.
Subject to the necessary structures. I suppose between 10 and 8-10, because Mac wants his team to be part of the experience, and Maurice would like to be a great member, no longer member of the community, and then Carol and Indy McClyman from The Observer, Carol from TVJ, Indy from, it's about 8 or 10, not more than that, but that would be the
name. And he's coming under the auspices, are some of them coming under the auspices of Mrs. Stonemary?
I don't know what
the list is.
I don't know what the list is. Once you get the list, then see.
Oh, we need to get it right after this. Because you see, Mrs. Stoneberry, I think it's supposed to be
something. I know, I'm sure already done something.
What I would like to ask the Reverend question, are we opening the doors to our local press in this? Because I hear this man talking about the local press. Can I get a response to that?
I think personally the local press should be exposed to this since they were so excited about promoting the escape. They need to have more than, you know, they need to have the other side.
No, one of the things. Sabrina, I would ask you to run this one by the commission.
The people I'm speaking of aren't people who would come as press. They come as people who are literally supporters of the program. Say like somebody like Carol Francis. Carol has been one of our main in keeping us in front, in the media front. She just wants to be a part of this experience. Indy McClyman has literally set up a column in the Observer where she reports the positive aspects of our program. So these are insights, literally. And the other thing is, we don't have anything to hide.
It's making a list.
Bottom line. If we have anything to hide, we should shut down shop. And just hide it, you know.
Mrs. Stoneberry was contacted particularly.
Know who are the persons going in the institution?
Sure, ma'am. I give you the
list. Yes. So that they can conform, I mean, to the standards that are there, you know.
We have started off with our business activity. And I also give that to the major Lawrence, the security term, the one that is 50. They are preparing for 50.
You're preparing for?
So we have our business activity. That's what we discussed at the last meeting.
Yeah. They're about 50 and then the 40 inmates involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's and
that's why the JBF are working on. Just 30 cents.
Because you see, we are catering for 100 persons, which will include the 40 inmates. And therefore, anything out of that, we put it a bit.
I'm going to get
the lunch period is okay with you, 1 to 1:30.
That's wonderful.
I think some persons may have to eat and work at the same time. Just quickly let me run Friday because I need to carry the commission. You can interview with Reverend Maddox after commissioner.
Yeah.
Okay, after how long will you be with commissioner?
Let's say half an hour.
Half an hour, and Reverend Maddox on the ministry of Cornerstone calls and to see me to for Dr. Reverend.
Okay.
But I will firm up further.
Could I raise a question about Sunday? Recognizing that the initial plan that we had for Sunday is no longer in the cards. The question is, could we come back to South Camp and Tower Street on Sunday and do more interviewing and work with the computer group to do the editing of the things that we're doing and basically be within inside the institution.
Guys, we have an observation here.
Is it in the land of what?
Yes. All right. The teams will not be going home, but services will be inside the institution. People from outside will be coming in to conduct the services, and the inmates will be fully involved, whether it be in all of the institutions. So if you want to see them
taking part in a service. The only difference, it would be understand, is that it wouldn't be in the church setting, okay, outside the institution.
And
so you may want to be part of that.
That sounds great.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we consult with the superintendent? One minute, Rev. Because that towards the weekend we have a low number of staff. So,
yes.
Can I hear from the superintendent?
Yes, that's what I want to remember for tomorrow, for Saturday, is ask people to come in. It won't be the same Sunday. Sunday we only have part the same at our street council.
Which of the institutions then we can what about yours, Mr.?
We generally have services morning and afternoon on a Sunday all right through the week. But it all depends on the amount of guests that we're looking for who will be coming in to observe and so forth.
Professor Nissen, how many persons are you thinking of to?
Well, for South Camp, where the computers are,
yes,
we'd really like to have all our tech people there, which is approximately 8.
Right.
And if we have the opportunity to do more interviewing,
yes,
I would say that that's another 6 people. So I'd say 14 people.
Yes. Can you accommodate?
We try, but I can need to get some backup from the spreadsheet.
I don't think that is possible in a Sunday, so we have to have the persons are full and
I would be at a minute or 16 members of staff in order for the weekend on Sunday, which I've asked some of the officers who prosecute for tomorrow, so will be actually home. So ask them for Sunday's job again. Maybe even 5 persons, I believe, to manage that. So the church services can send for the security for these people.
Bottom line. What's bottom line? In terms of the decision.
Interviewing. I'm trying to work with them.
You see, because of the the constraints of time,
yeah,
we have to be. I'm not really putting you on the spot, right? But we just have to be indecisive. You know your staff. You'll be able to get those 3.
Hopefully, because I was sort of looking at the Sunday, the group that will be going out. Should be going out on Sunday. So I'm actually trying to run up those staff in order to get 6 to go to those groups. So I will have to get back to them and talk to them. And ask them to sit in on Sunday. Just to help for the morning session of the contract of the services.
So in effect, you are saying it will be possible.
Good.
Okay, so we will only entertain South Camp. We'll only entertain South Camp on Sunday morning.
South Camp has 2 services.
Yes, sir.
First one begin, that's what? You have a morning and an afternoon.
Yes, 9:30, 10 o'clock to 11:30.
Yes.
And
one
begins at
1 o'clock.
Yes, Chancellor.
Yes. Have you noted that?
Yes, I have.
All right, the thing though is that once we get into that now with Mr. Brown, just the problem, and I won't call it a problem, arrangements now for transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday.
St. Catherine.
But he said it will be about 14 persons.
Okay.
So it will be picked them up from 40 again, Anthony. So if you would liaise with Mr. Linda about the time and the finances. From Court to South Camp and from South Camp.
Mr. Ramsey, can you accommodate? Would you be interested in St. Catherine if it is possible, Charles? Or South Camp would be alright.
South, I think South Camp we should concentrate on. Because introducing, we've already got two institutions involved, Tower and South Camp, and a third, it just get too complicated for purposes of telling the story.
Or you have Fort Augusta, which is nearby here.
I don't know Fort Augusta at all.
Across the water.
Yes, those are just predominantly.
Well, I'd much prefer to stick with Tower Street and okay. South Camp. But
Tower Street, you're going to have services, don't you?
Well, that's sort of services, so we go, but I don't think we can have. We will have staff to be with
anything extra.
Maybe extra. Because in church, is that coming
on a normal basis?
I think that's fine. We're Tower Street on Saturday, and South Camp. We're focused on South Camp Sunday. That's great.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Can we just tap quickly because we need to go to commissioner now? The computer training.
Well, I'm a little short on that because until my tech team actually sees what's there, it's hard to say exactly how it's going to work. But what we'd like to do is we'd like to have my tech team go to South Camp this afternoon and check out the facilities, just see what's there, and then be able to come back on Sunday and work there in the computer, whatever the facility is, and get as much done as we can and have as much contact with whoever is into doing data and tech on the staff side and whoever is interested in learning about it on the teammate side.
Okay, they come in at 12, so to get, they will not get there before.
On Sunday, 12.
Oh, they're not, no, they come in today.
Today, oh yes, yes, and then they're going to court, so it's late afternoon that we're talking about.
Late afternoon.
Today. To go and look and check out the South Camp tech facilities.
Yeah. You see, that will give us that's another transportation issue.
Yes.
That's between 2 and 4. Is there anything possible between 2 and 4, Mr.? For those who are going by.
From Portley.
To
South Camp, just to inspect a site. Tech site.
The time.
Okay, it will have to be in between the time that you go to pick them up. The ones you pick up some at the airport at 3:15. Okay.
So pick up the airport at 3:15, and then there's another one at 6 something.
Right, those are arranged, but we now have to put in between that now. The pickup.
3:15 is the actual time of arrival.
That's what we have
no,
on the
sheet. That's a little earlier. Your computer persons are coming in at 12:45.
Correct. That's exactly right. So
okay,
they go
so
to court.
They'll be available.
They'd unpack whatever, and then they could get picked up at any time after that. At
all right. So let us look at a time convenience. Say they will reach court by 2 or If so whatever let's look at a time that you it will be convenient for you, Mr. Brown, to pick them up and we give them that.
Who would have taken them there? You?
No, that's the Juta one.
That's the Juta.
If whoever takes them to Courtly could just wait a little bit for them to get settled and then
try to work on
and then take them on.
Yes,
so that's another Juta.
Yeah, different.
And they would have to go arrange another payment.
Is there a pickup schedule for Mr. Brown? A clear separate pickup schedule.
Yes, he has worked that out now, but there are some other little things in between that we are trying to set him on. The airport is settled. It's the movement now of persons from one place to the other. So we'll settle that in and discuss it, I think. In terms of your meeting with Mr. Tate, there is some availability thing that you'll have to look at, Mr. Tate, because obviously there's going to be a need for that. And you're saying that they will be back there on Sunday too?
Yes.
Sunday when they do the actual work.
Yes.
For the computer training?
Yes.
We were supposed to also select two officers to be trained along with the inmates. Mr. Fairweather?
Please.
We're supposed to select two officers to be trained along with the inmates.
Yes, I have two.
Okay. No, none from, but we have to have from South Street.
Yes,
no, but the internet is going to be at the internet is going to be put in at Tower Street.
As well.
Yes.
Yes, so you have to have at least two persons. You have to have at least two persons to be trained. And then we work on the relays with you about the time of the training start.
Staff and inmates. Yes.
In terms of the research, when are you going to link in with the research? The data that has been collected.
The key person who would like to look at the data stuff is the one who's coming at 6. So that's a little bit of a problem. In the absence of him actually looking at it, I think I'm probably the next most important person to actually look at the data stuff.
No, you are going to be here. He's going to be interviewing Commissioner now, and then Reverend Maddox, and then one or two other interviews, and then you can then make some linkage with Mr. Hamilton, who's the person looking at that section. Yeah. You'll be here for a while.
Okay.
Yes, and I think can I take him to Mr.
Just before we go,
continues after lunch tomorrow.
Continues with the program tomorrow. With the inmates?
Yeah.
Tomorrow,
yeah.
Summer.
Final.
Yes, he's coming.
Is there anything quickly we want to
know? No, just again, thank you very much.
Yes.
I know that everybody's being wonderfully flexible. We're in a transition kind of a situation, and I appreciate everybody's help. Very good.
You're now being released to thank me to the commissioner.
I just need to speak with the superintendent. We're going to be continuing.
I'll do that.
Yeah, I'm going to speak with the superintendent.
Sorry, this is
a little bit long.